With the election just a few days away, candidates are making their final push to voters. But in Hartford, some residents aren't excited about their local choices. Connecticut Public Radio's Vanessa De La Torre has more.
What's happening? How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good.
Constanza Segovia is a 36-year-old artist, graphic designer, and registered Democrat in Hartford. I met her outside her house a week before the election.
I'm nervous. I'm very nervous because, you know, everything's kind of on the line.
Segovia's Latina and progressive on social issues. She knows the stakes are high in the midterms. But when it comes to her choice of candidates, she says she's bored.
To be completely honest and straightforward, I would like candidates that are not just white rich people.
Democrat Ned Lamont needs a big turnout from the cities to overcome a surge from Republican Bob Stefanowski. The last Quinnipiac polls showed they're in a statistical tie in the race for governor. Lamont was recently asked about claims that he hasn't done enough to appeal to Black and Latino voters. Lamont pushed back.
I think people get engaged late, and you're right. Probably a couple of months ago, we could have used a little more energy.
Professor Kalila Brown, dean of Quinnipiac University, studies minority voter turnout. She says voters want candidates who understand their life experiences.
It's not just that people say these two candidates at the top of the ticket and even the other statewide races don't look like me. The question is really, do they care about the things I care about?
The gubernatorial candidates have focused on the economy and jobs, 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 which is important, Browndean says. But having a job doesn't guarantee that one's child can go to a quality public school or that you won't get racially profiled while out in your neighborhood.
So if you can't talk about those issues, that depresses turnout. It discourages people because they say, yet again, this is the status quo that does not see me or does not include me.
The way Chietza Rodriguez sees it, the only time that politicians come around is when they're looking for votes. Rodriguez is part of a Connecticut group called Latinas in the Resistance. She was at a forum in Hartford a few months back on the impact of Hurricane Maria. Rodriguez was saying how people in the community were failed by government.
They don't believe in our elected officials. They're like, then why am I going to vote for you? But you're going to come at me that I need to vote. And I'm like, who am I voting for?
Ingrid Alvarez de Marzo was at that same forum in Hartford. She's Connecticut State Director for the Hispanic Federation. Alvarez de Marzo said, basically, you can't win the game if you don't play. And that means registering to vote.
I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to tell anybody what to do. But that's the way that our democracy works.
Fernando Betancourt heads up the San Juan Center in Hartford, a Latino organization that's been part of a nonpartisan Get Out the Vote effort. The center has been focused on registering new Latino voters in the capital city. Betancourt says he's talked to hundreds of people, and many are motivated to vote. But not because they support or know much about the local candidates. It's the Trump factor.
The common denominator for enthusiasm is actually the controversial figure of the President of the United States.
Constanza Segovia, the graphic designer in Hartford, says she wants the Democratic Party to nominate more candidates of color. For now, though, Connecticut Democrats can still count on her vote.
I really want them to win, but it's more because I don't want the alternative than me being inspired.
Since the 2016 presidential election, the Connecticut Secretary of the State's office has tallied at least 300,000 new voter registrations. About half belong to unaffiliated voters. Vanessa De La Torre, Connecticut Public Radio.